the case of the Brabant massacres. The case was that in the 80s, you know, people went shopping in Belgium in the supermarkets, and then you had a group of people armed, specially trained men, not, you know, not small robbers who hit you and then run away, but specially armed and specially trained men who came with their cars, stopped in front of the supermarkets, and shot down the people who were there shopping. They didn't even take much money. And you know, some people were running and crying, say, "That's my child," and they just killed them, cold-blooded. And in some other instances, the police, who was alarmed and raced to the crime scene, they didn't run away from the police. They even waited for the police to come and shot them too. So they acted like special forces soldiers in a war. I mean, that's what soldiers do. They kill each other. But if you put this situation into a civilian world, like take Belgium, take people's supermarkets, take police officers, then you suddenly find out there's something very wrong going on here. And when the Belgian Senate heard in 1990 that in Italy that you had the secret army linked to NATO, which was discovered, you had the Belgian defense minister, Guy Coëm, who flew back from Rome. He happened to be in Italy. So he flew back to Belgium and asked his chief of staff, "Do we have a secret army in Belgium too? I know nothing about it." And then his chief of staff, which is the highest ranking military in Belgium, said, "Yes, yes, we have such a secret army." And he said, "Why don't I know anything about it?" And then he said, "Well, we need an investigation into this whole matter, and we need to find out whether our secret army was linked to these attacks on our population, you know, and whether NATO had anything to do with it." So the Belgian Senate set up a special group of parliamentarians who had to investigate this story. And the incredible thing is that the Secret Service in Belgium just refused to hand out the names. They just didn't give the names of the people who were involved in the secret army. And so researching state terrorism goes to a certain point where suddenly you stop and you don't get the final names and you don't get the courts to actually take over action, because killing people in democracy is just illegal, you know. It's, in the end, it's a question for the courts to handle. But there was nobody condemned for it, nobody. We just didn't get the names.
Now, I know that the Belgian supermarket attacks happened at a very tense point between Europe and America, where the United States was very keen to have cruise missiles based in Europe, a little bit maybe like the modern-day missile defence shield in Eastern Europe is coming in. The Belgian government didn't want it. Now, after these supermarket attacks, the Belgian government immediately said, "Well, yes, it does look like there is a threat from the Soviet Union. We better have the cruise missiles."
You always have a political context that actually would favor destabilization. I mean, it's, if somebody looks from it from a distance, and I'm saying from a very immoral point of view, you can say it's very easy to take special forces, to take, you know, secret service operatives who are trained in military warfare and put them into a civilian context. I mean, how easy is that? People shopping, I mean, that's very easy to attack them. And then to cover up the traces is rather easy as well, if you have protection from higher levels. We have right-wing people involved in Belgium. For instance, the Westland New Post was a group of right-wing extremists, and they were involved. And they all said, you know, we checked out when the supermarkets were open, when they closed, and all these details, and whether they had protection or not. And then the journalists, the Belgian journalists who worked on this data, asked the people from the Westland New Post, "Did you actually carry out the attacks?" And then they said, no, we didn't do it, but we had protection. We were always in contact with people from NATO and CIA and MI6. So it's always the same group popping up. And then in the end, if you ask CIA, I mean, I placed a Freedom of Information request with the CIA on Gladio and Stay Behind and NATO secret armies. And they just said, you know, we put you on a waiting list and give you an answer in due course. And that's like 8 years ago.